Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Obviously, the heat is our top story, and people dealing with the heat as we approach a record high of 98 today. And we know that 37 school facilities in the Pittsburgh public school system are on a half day. And some others, including Chandler District, have also followed suit because they don't have air conditioning primarily. Joining us is Dr. Robert Mudd, who's superintendent of the Manesson School District. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I know that you superintendents stay in touch with each other, and you've talked to some others in the region about dealing with the heat. First, how are you handling this in Manesson?
Yeah, we're pretty good in Manesson. You know, once I hear that, you know, we get a weather update from our IU, from the National Weather Service, I check in with our maintenance director, make sure our AC is running. Yesterday, our buildings were very good. It's actually pretty cold in both of our buildings, so we were pretty good, and that's where it stopped. But I know some other schools have had some AC problems, and some of these school classrooms can get pretty hot.
Yeah, and some of the school districts in their buildings, they don't have air conditioning at all, and they're monitoring the temperatures inside the classroom. At what point does that become an issue in terms of you would have to make some pretty radical change to let kids out of school in a half day?
I think when those temperatures exceed in the classroom, you know, close to 80 degrees, maybe mid 80s, that's pretty excessive. It's uncomfortable. It affects the learning environment, so students don't learn. And that's the main reason that they're dismissed early. I mean, we're here to learn, and if the learning environment can't be controlled or maintained, students, you know, shouldn't be there. So that's usually what happens.
I'm curious, while we have you, how does your school district handle cell phones, mobile phones in the classroom?
We use those, the Yonder bags. So students, every day they come in, they put their phones in a Yonder bag, and it's magnet shut, and they carry it with them. So we have a phone-free school learning environment. So students are not to use cell phones at all. And we just implemented that last year. And it is very effective. I am very pleased with what is happening with it. There's more engagement. Students are, there's less cyberbullying, obviously. You know, I'm extremely happy with the Yonder bags. They've been very effective for us.
I applaud you for this because I know as adults, if people have a phone in their hand, it's a distraction, and you're trying to do everything you can to teach kids. And in an environment like that, it's so important in a classroom that you pay attention as much as possible. We all know the realities of distractions, but that was one. Wow. You're my hero, Doc.
Well, thanks. Yeah, but it's, I wanted to thank the kids, the students, the faculty, our administration, Mr. Minetti, our high school principal. He's done a fabulous job with that. And, I think it's definitely going to affect the learning environment in a positive way.
Have you gotten any pushback from any parents that say, oh, I need to be able to contact my kids anytime, anywhere? Or if there would, God forbid, be a situation where there would be an emergency?
I would say a few. Most parents have been very supportive of this. But if there isn't a medical emergency or some type of emergency, the bags are magnet shut. And we have magnets throughout the building. And if you need to go to the nurse has the magnet. She will open the Yonder bag so you can get your phone, like, for example, for a diabetic. If there's an absolute emergency, you bring your Yonder bag to the office, and our secretary or our dean of students or our principal will unmagnet the bag so you can use it.
And conversely, how would a parent then be able to, if there was an emergency that way? The old school would be you'd call the principal's office or you'd reach out that way and somebody would go get the kid.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, for you and I, like we didn't have cell phones. So, we would just call the school and then we would find that student, bring the student to the office and then, you know, get them to where they need to be with their parents.
But I think day in, day out, that is an absolute win and it'll help the kids learn more. And I'm sure the teachers and everybody else is thrilled. Let us know how this goes. I'll be curious since this is the first year that you've instituted that. How expensive are these bags for other schools that may be considering it?
I can't remember the exact. It's a little over 10 grand for all the bags. It depends on the size of the school. Like, we're a small school again, so we have about 600, well, 300 some kids at our high school. So if you have a large number of students, that price is going to increase. But I'm pretty sure Yonder has done a, where you can get a grant, to get these
right,
bags.
Right.
So that's helpful too for those bigger schools.
Something to look into. Well, Doc, we appreciate your time. Good luck with the new school year. And thanks for sharing this morning.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
You got it, Dr. Robert Mott, superintendent of the Monessen School District. Coming up next, because of the heat and the potential for severe thunderstorms, we're going to go live to AccuWeather next on the Big K Morning Show.